There's a few elderly, few knowledgeable ones yet that still possess this understanding. And the younger generation must learn these things from these ones, these knowledgeable ones. The keepers of the wisdom. The wisdom keepers of the knowledge. For they have many of the answers that the whole world is looking for. So what little knowledge that is left of this seed can grow once again. If you look around to all the birds, the winged ones, the four-leggeds, all the different relatives here on this earth, they are still singing the same song that they sung thousands of years ago. And it is only the two-legged now who has wandered off the sacred path and is abusing the sacredness in this world. The Great Spirit gave him the gift of taking care of other things. He gave him the understanding, the sacred power to decide. So the two-legged has to get back on the red road again. They must teach their children these things. They must bring this awareness to the world so that we can once again see a bright future for our children. So we have to humble ourselves and put generosity in our hearts and pray for that understanding. And in that way, in the eyes of the Creator, we put ourselves above no one, but we put ourselves equally with everything, all living things in the world. It is the wish of the elders and many of our people that we try to pray and once again focus back on the original instructions that were given to us.